Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we had a few warm days here in Roanoke, Virginia, and then it got chilly and really windy today, so I'm just kind of hanging out. How about you?
Oh, I live in paradise. It was a beautiful day today.
Awesome. Good deal. Yeah, you so deserve
as a matter of fact, I went up and pressure washed my roof. It was so beautiful. So, there you go.
Nice, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
out here
happy first day of spring. Happy vernal equinox.
Happy vernal equinox. What a beautiful lineup for a perfect spring takeoff.
Absolutely, positively. Oh, yeah. I think we've been missing that fire in the heavens for quite some time, and we're really, really happy to see it coming back.
Yay! It's beautiful. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
That inspiration is coming back. That motivation is coming back. That I am presence is coming out of that shell. This is the beginning and the first step along that path.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We can hardly wait. See things opening up a little bit more. Everybody's been feeling so repressed, and spring in itself is so pretty here anyway in Roanoke. Everything's flowering already. It's really cool. Yeah. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, a little chill, you know, last night and I think tonight, but then it's going to come back warm again. So we're getting into that where all my beautiful flowers that come back every year, they just pop up out of nowhere.
It's such a beautiful thing that they do that.
Yes, yes. They remember that they love being my friends. Anyway, so I go out there and I water them and I fill my bird baths and all that. So, of course, I have two cats that are indoor-outdoor, so I only have three really high bird feeders, so I don't even put seed in there because some will drop to the ground. I put bread up there so they can take the bread and fly, and I'm not making bait for my cats. Okay.
Oh,
but that's
funny.
How I do it. That's how I do it. Anyway, tell you, I really love the first day of spring chart, but I also love the fact that the moon, of course, was void of Chorus. On the moment of the equinox on the eastern seaboard. But now it's in Scorpio, and of course I have a Scorpio ascendant. So it was really interesting today, some of the deep things I've been thinking, you know, that I haven't thought about in a long time. And because my ascendant's early Scorpio, and the moon's right now even at only 3 degrees and 39 minutes, so it's like I have been doing a lot of pensive things, and the people that have been calling me, we get into these beautiful, deep conversations, so I think we're going to have a great show tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, that Scorpio moon is so deep and intense. And here again, its first aspect to take it out of void, of course, was the sun.
Yes.
And so I find that fascinating that on the spring equinox, the start of a new aspect to the moon comes in at the same exact time. So
exactly. Yeah.
And the beautiful thing I like about this chart is that both Mercury and Jupiter are dead on each other in the sky right now. And I love that about this because if you can dream it, you can make it happen. No question, no doubt about that. spring has sprung, and it's saying everything is possible as long as you believe. I just love that about that this chart. And it can soar so deep with that Scorpio moon to really find emotionally what's best for you. And I so love this chart because of that.
And you know, it's interesting because I've had a rash. And I say, maybe I shouldn't say it's a rash. Maybe it's a massage by several Pisces planets over the last few days. I think I've had five. Okay. And they're feeling very much motivated with their inspiration and their guidance and their creativity. And people have been telling me even about their dreams. That is so cool.
It is all about that expansion and growth on that dream, no matter how you look at those two and being combust with each other. It's a beautiful thing. And there's no other aspect to them. They stand alone all by themselves. I just love that.
Yes. You know, the interesting thing, so that the people that are listening, if you don't know what combust means, there's two planets together in the heavens, and you can't tell them apart with a high-powered telescope. Their energy is intertwined almost like a magnificent hug. Just so you know what we're talking about tonight, okay?
I like that. Like a big old hug.
Yes.
That's great. I've never heard that before, but I love that big old hug.
Me too. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. We should see what we can do for them and see what they're dreaming about tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. Area code 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Patty. And
hi, Patty.
My birthday is December 2nd. I think you guys have me. Hello.
December 2nd?
Yes, 1990.
All right. Let's see if I can find her here. Is it Patty with a Y or an I?
It's with a Y.
All righty then. Yep, I have this Patty 22 on my system. Cute. That's my lucky number. I like you already.
Oh. Oh, you have me down, huh? December 2nd, 1990?
Yes, at 12:41 p.m. in New York, New York.
Perfect. That's correct. Thank
and
you.
And where do you live now, Patty?
I'm still in New York.
All righty then. And is there something special you wanted to ask us about tonight?
Yeah, I haven't had good luck with finding a significant partner, life partner. And I'm just wondering if you see anything in my chart about something around finding someone soon.
All right, well, there's two ways this happens, Patty. Either you find someone or they find you. Remember that. Okay?
Right. Of course.
So let's look at that.
I've been
both trajectories. Okay.
Yes, a friend actually gave me a number of a guy, and I have his birthday too, but I don't know any like information about where exactly he was. I know he was born somewhere in India, but I don't know exactly the time or anything, if that helps. I'm just wondering if there's any compatibility there. But tell me first what you see. I would like to hear if there's any... or if there's anything in the charts.
Well, I want to tell you right now the interesting thing that's going on in the heavens. Usually when you meet someone, okay, you have planets moving through your fifth house of romance or your seventh house of creating a relationship. And right now in your chart you don't have any of that going on. But what's happening is that Venus and Mars are kissing in Aquarius. They're within 3 degrees of each other. So at the very least, you would also want this person to be your best friend, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah. So those planets are kissing together, and they're in your 12th house, which is why you haven't seen or met the person just yet. Okay? So the 12th house, things are kind of like incubating a little bit. They're coming up as ideas and dreams, but they haven't necessarily got a foothold on reality just yet. So can you just give us the basic birth information of the gentleman?
Sure. It's August 31st, 1984.
Okay. we'll just take a quick look at it, but we're going to look at it from a solar perspective. But it's going to give us a little bit of insight into the issue, okay?
Yeah, yeah, see if there's any compatibility.
Yeah, at least so I see what lines up and what might not. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That's what I was going to ask her.
I love you.
So I okay. set it up now.
I know she loves it when things happen. Now, we don't know exactly where he's born, so I don't know. Where does he live now?
He lives in New York.
Okay. So let's just use that for now because it really doesn't matter without a time.
Okay.
So we're just looking at the basic planetary picture for you right now tonight. But if you find out more information, we can always look at it another time for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Interesting.
All righty then. Rock and roll, baby. Okay. Oof. Wow. I pulled up the wrong chart. Good. Let's see that.
Well, it's interesting. I find it fascinating. His Mars and Uranus are conjunct, no matter how we look at it on that day, and where he was, or whatever the circumstances are. So this is a striking, enlightening, and awakening figure, okay, in the first place, which would intrigue you in that case, because that conjunction sits right on your sun, okay? So there's an interesting dynamic here that goes on between the two of you. I take a breath. Both of you two have a lot of Earth in your chart, okay? And as well as fire. He has more water than you, so there's a whole different dynamic that goes on with that. As well as you have more air than he does. What I'm trying to say is that I find this one to be fascinating to go experience. Would I put all my eggs in this basket? Probably not, okay? But I think it's interesting to look at another perspective of an individual and go on a little bit of a journey, because I do think with that conjunction that it would be something that would be interesting, or at least a friendship in the circumstances. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I'm looking at it right now. I tell you what.
Go ahead.
I really think that there's a couple of good things in this chart, and I think it's worth investigating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the planetary hits are what I call exact. Okay. When I look at a chart, I like to see what of their planets are conjunct planets in yours, because that's kind of the crazy glue of a relationship. Where you have a similarity in some aspect of your life, it helps the relationship to sustain itself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because, you have your Sun and your Venus both in Sag. He has his Mars and Uranus in Sag, but they're earlier. But they are really close to your Sun. This could be a great person to travel with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His Mars opposes your Mars in Gemini. The conversations and the storytelling could be through the roof. Really, it could be really fun. And I think this is the kind of person, I wouldn't meet him with serious intent. I would meet him with a sense of humor and tell him one of your stories and have him give you one of his. That's all I'm saying.
That sounds good.
And so I agree with Jack. It's worth investigating because if nothing else, you could really be able to have some good times together, even if it doesn't become serious. It could be something that opens the door for you to just engage again in a way where you just want to learn about another person and love a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to add this footnote to it because, like Aphrodite said, and I agree with her, this is not the time where I think that you're going to connect with that one that you're looking for. All of that Aquarian energy in your 12th house is not necessarily the time. When it gets into your first house, you have the opportunity to really put yourself out there, which is really what you're looking for and what you want to see. So, you know, this is a good companionship or entertainment. Whether it turns out to be really good or not, at the very least, it is a good companionship for right now. I have to agree with Aphrodite on that.
Mm-hmm. When does this activity go into the first house where it's more dynamic?
Let's see. Here we are. Okay. These planets have to get into Pisces. They're about 4 or 5 weeks from getting into your first house. But the Pisces energy is not as active as the Aries energy, okay? Mm-hmm. Because your first house is full of a little bit of Pisces, half the cosmic of Pisces, but a lot of Aries. Now, unfortunately, in your chart in New York, Aries is intercepted in your first house, okay? And I'm going to say this very kindly to you, but you really don't know exactly what you're looking for. Okay, so you're driving a vehicle without a road map or an active GPS right now, my friend, okay?
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a time when you have these plans in your 12th house, meet and talk to more men, more people, and get some concepts together with yourself about what it is that you really need and desire. As Jacqueline pointed out earlier tonight in the show, with Jupiter and Mercury so close together in Pisces right now, if you can dream it, you can create it. If you can tell your guardian angels what you desire, they will help you. Get a grip on what it is you really desire. Excuse me, sorry, I've been talking for the last 2 days straight. But that's where we're at. And but when the planets get into Aries, there's a lot more fire. Now, the sun just got into Aries this morning at 11:33. But as they start to move in Aries, April's really good because many of those planets are going to form trines and blessing lines. Your sun and your Venus, your planet of love. That's when you're more apt to meet someone and all of a sudden magic can happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But because you have Aries intercept in your first house, it is good for you while the planets aren't all there to redetermine what you desire. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have to go to the next caller, but...
Thank you so much. Keep us posted, okay? Thank you both. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Do you agree with all that, Jacqueline?
I so agree with everything you said. Perfect.
Thank you. Okay. Let me see here where I'm at. Okay. Well, I think I just lost one. I don't know if I clicked wrong or it went away. We'll find out later. Okay. Erica 229, you're on the air.
Hi. How you all doing? This is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin.
Hey there,
how are
Ben.
You?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to...
What's shaking?
Yeah, I just want to ask you all what's coming up for me in the next month or two. I have a lot going on, so I don't want to waste too much time to try to explain everything, but there's a lot going on with my health and me moving and my finances.
You're September 10th, right?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Now you're still in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Okay. That's good. We'll check it out for you, Melvin. No problem, honey.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oof, you do have a lot going on. Oh, my word. Did you see that, Jacqueline? You just brought it up on screen. Holy moly.
Yeah, I'm digesting all the movement. You weren't kidding, Melvin, when you said there's a lot of activity going on for the next couple months because you're on fire right now. There's a lot of activity that's going to be going on here, and it's for your benefit. I am going to say that. It truly is for your benefit. It's a little tricky to walk, okay, but you can do this is what I'm going to say because, here again, it really is about living in the moment and in the now, and it's really kind of rebalancing that overanalyzation in you and making it's what you have is a bunch of oppositions and a bunch of squares going to all of this, okay? So mm-hmm. there's a lot of parts of challenges in climbing these mountains that you have to live in the moment and live in the now. However, what we have is Venus trine Venus and Mars trine your Venus. And this really is, again, everywhere you look in your chart, you have the capability and the protection around you to make this work. So I encourage you to take it in the moment and in the now, and don't overanalyze everything. Just move on from one thing to the next of what you've got to do, and trust this process because you're capable of doing it. And it's going to be on again, off again, up and back and forth over the next couple months. But these transitions, I will say one more time again, are for your greater benefit. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. Say again?
Yes, like what type of transition?
Well, there's
yours
lots
is
of
going through your. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yours is transiting through your second house of real estate right now, and you do have beautiful trines to that. It's trining your Saturn. It's trining your North Node, the cup overflowing of the Bible. So the move is going to be good. That I know, and it's going to surprise you how good it is. Okay, I like that. Now, the other thing I'm seeing going on is that are you involved with several people, like that there are codependent relationships?
You say codependent relationships.
Like you're trying to help them out all the time?
Oh, yeah, that's everybody almost.
Okay, and I think that's okay. You can do it as long as you know when to say no, or not right now, or I can't right now, but I'll do it tomorrow. I mean, you need to stall with some of the people that are drawing upon your energy because you want to get yourself in a good, stable space. So you have to give yourself
right.
a little bit more of the priority. Now, the people that are helping you, and I can see two major people that are helping you right now, those people you want to honor. But the other is, my feeling is, they're going to have to give you a chance to get where you personally need to go, and then you can help them more later. All right?
Yeah, like, who's those two people that's helping me? Because no one in my family won't help me out. My children won't help me out. I'm moving.
I think these are people that are either friends, they're acquaintances, or they're people who say, well, we can help you do that. It could be even neighbors. But I see two people that could help you out. Because both, as Jacqueline pointed out, both Venus and Mars are in trine to your Venus and Libra. So there will be help that will arrive on time if you need to move your stuff, if you need help with transport of something. I have a feeling there's going to be some people that will just pop up, as she said, like a guardian angel. People say, oh, dear, do you need help with that? I can help you. You know, there may be people just pop up out of nowhere, okay? And all you have to do is say yes and thank you. It's all you have to do is say yes and thank you.
All right? Wow. Well, why my family is neglecting me? Why they don't want to call me, and they don't want to have anything to do with me? Because I was always there for them when I was healthy. I was always there for my family. I was the head man. And I'm the babe of the family, but I was the head man.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think...
Why
do you
turn
the divine,
their back on me?
I know, but the divine is sending you a message that you're better off without them now. Okay? Because in that time period, they drained you. You don't need to be drained again, so don't worry about that. Other people will show up. They could be spiritual brothers and sisters. They could be people that are just friends or people that just want to help you. In other words, don't keep mourning the past. You're moving to a new location. You're starting things a new way. Melvin, don't let anybody bring you down. You don't need that.
Oh, they won't.
Okay.
Yeah, and what are y'all, last thing I want to ask, you know, I had to go to the doctor in Gainesville, Florida, and they put me on a kidney transplant list, and I'm eligible for it. I did a lot of blood work and stuff, not going into deep detail, but When do you see that transaction happen? Is it some other kind of procedure where I won't have to have a transplant?
Now, which organ is being transplanted? I didn't hear you.
My kidney, I'm sorry. Kidney transplant.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's look at that. And this is down in Florida?
Yes, ma'am. But it could be anywhere in the United States, but it's through the government, through the VA. And they told me I could go anywhere in the country. But they're finishing up my package by August of this year, and I got to turn in some doctor's results to them, and they want to have it finished by August. So between August and September, I believe I'd probably be getting a transplant.
I totally agree with you, because in your chart, your sixth house of medical treatment, okay, goes between 9 degrees of Leo and 15 degrees of Virgo. August, September is probably perfect for this to go down, by the way. It agrees with your chart, and I think your heart will be healthier at the time you have this done as well. And I think that whoever does this, they're not going to miss one friggin' detail, okay?
Well,
so I think that's exactly the right timeline. I mean, I was feeling dreadful telling you maybe August, September. Then you said that's what you thought. So I'm thinking, I hate to tell him he has to wait that long, but you're exactly right. That's how it looks in your chart today. That's cool. I love that. Yep.
Yeah, because that's what the doctor gave me to get up my file. He gave me the August to get up all the documents that I can and fax them over to him, and then more tests I got to do. But he said I'm doing very well. But he wants me to lose 16 pounds.
Oh, I'm happy for you, Melvin. This is good news.
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah. I was hoping, but it was another type of procedure where you don't have to have a kidney transplant. They shoot some kind of something in your kidneys and it's able to generate back and start functioning. Do you all see that happening or the full transplant?
I could look at more detail, but I can't do it on the show. We have people in the queue, Melvin. But
yes,
if you want to call either me or Jacqueline privately, we can take a look, okay? And, you know, we can do a lot of different things with our software and kind of get an idea. And I'd be happy to do that for you, but maybe at another time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You or Jacqueline, which one?
I'm after Dad.
What's your name? Oh, okay. Well, when is the best time to call you guys? Because sometimes I'd be trying to call, I don't get an answer, I don't get through.
The best time to call me is in the evening, because usually I'm working during the day, and with COVID and stuff, I'm usually home in the evening because I have 4 rescue kitties. So you can always reach me in the evening. Jacqueline's all over the place right now; she's teaching classes, but she'd make time for you. You can work it out. It's all fine. It's all good.
Okay. We're in the same time zone?
Yes.
I'm in Georgia.
Yep. She's in Florida, and I'm in Virginia. I think we're all in the same time zone. Yep.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll be sending one of you all, or maybe both, a voice message. And please, I would like to talk with you all.
Super, Melvin. You have a sweet night, okay? God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, thanks.
Bye. That's a lot to be able to handle all at once. Wow. What a nice guy.
Yeah, but look at all the guardian angels over that. Look at all the good stuff.
I know. Yeah.
You know. So I just love that about this, that even though it has such a great challenge to this chart, it also has such great benefits in it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Episode 630, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited.
And who's this?
This is Dion. And I was in Illinois the last time I talked to you. I live in Wisconsin now. I did move.
Oh, okay. How do you spell your first name, dear?
D-I-O-N-N-E.
Oh, okay.
I'm December 5th.
I like that.
December 5th.
Gotcha.
I don't think I've got her. Can you give me the information, Jacqueline?
December 5th, 1973, 1:21 a.m., Oak Lawn, Illinois. I'm right? Right, Dan?
Correct.
Don't dryad you. So what would you like to know tonight?
What everybody wants to know, what's in the stars? Like, I don't have anything. If I have to say something specific, it would probably be looking for love.
All right, what city in Wisconsin are you in now?
Okay, so I moved to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Ooh, that sounds pretty.
It's very pretty. We went, me and my dog, we went out to the lake today because I'm like, that's where I'll meet somebody, is down by the water, you know?
Good. Right. Good thinking, okay. Girlfriend.
Oh, I know they're not going to show up at, you know, my door. They could, okay? I'm not going to tell God how to do his job. He got me here. But I increased my chances of winning the lottery by buying a ticket. So.
Okay. Well, I think by the water is a good idea. And I also see, are there activities that go on near the water?
Oh, yeah. There's so many things that go on down there. Boat rides, jet skis. I'm going to take a yoga class when they start doing the yoga around the lake. And I'm going to walk around over there. And there's restaurants, tons of restaurants. People can sit around and drink or whatever. There's a beach. There's fishing.
You know what? That's where you're going to meet somebody because they're sharing the things that you love and enjoy. I think you had to fall back in love with your life to be able to fall in love with a person. And I think you made that happen, honey, and I'm so happy for you. I am so happy for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay, Mars and Venus are just getting into your fifth house of romance and dating. Saturn has been there, so it's really been dry for you lately, okay? I understand that your love life has been pretty cold. Sorry about that. But guess what? Now is the time. Okay, because Mars and Venus are transiting through your fifth house. The sun is getting ready to go into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. And the Arabic part of fortune is already there. I say you're doing the right thing. Be open. Be active. Spring has sprung for you, and you need to get yourself out there and find your mate. Okay, or they have to find you along the process one way or the other. But you have to be out and about. With it both Mars and Venus being in Aquarius, it is time for you to get out there and get those activities because I truly think that's how you're going to find your mate. That's what I think.
And what's the time frame of the I don't want to be out there all day, but I might. How long does this opportunity last?
The thing is for the next couple months, this is going to go on, okay?
Okay.
So you just got to enjoy life and get out there. You don't have to force yourself to be out day and night or whatever the circumstances. You're overanalyzing it is what I'm trying to say. Have some fun. Really. You know, that Mercury and Scorpio wants all the gory details. What time, what date, what hour. It's not going to happen. Be present.
Nice try,
friend.
No sale.
No. What I was trying to get at was, like, you know, just, you know, okay, for the next, let's say, you know, 2 months, you know, be very active, like, around the lake or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I would be anyway, but I more or less just to not procrastinate, because I'm kind of one of those that's like, oh, well, it's going to be there for 3 months. I don't want to miss my opportunity. I know you can never pass up what God has for you, but just the next couple of months is all I really wanted to know.
I'm telling you to live in the moment, live in the moment, be spontaneous, expect good things to show around every corner. Go out when you're into going out. Don't force yourself to do anything. Trust your process. That's all you have to do.
Trust the process. Would you be able to take a quick peek at my finances?
I can't right now because you got other people on hold on the show. You can call
no
your doctor and get a longer reading if you'd like, hon. Okay?
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. All right. Bye-bye. Sweet. Sweet. They also want the address and phone number, okay, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
But that's okay. I understand. I have been there before in my life. I am not blaming them at all.
No, I don't blame them at all. Love that Mercury and Scorpio.
You too. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Oh, it's 856. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's been a little bit. I don't know why I'm behind Dion today. I have no idea.
Why, is your phone out of connection?
It's Rosemaria. How are you?
There you are. I knew it. I kept saying, I know this voice.
I don't know why I'm behind Dion today for some reason. It must be a sign or something.
Why, do you know her?
No, I hear her around. I talked to her, like, a long time ago. Yeah, it's been a while.
When's your birthday, Rosemary? I got a bunch of them on here. Are you December 31st?
Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Are you still in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And how do you feel about that? You don't sound real excited, babe.
Not really. A lot of things going on and it's not getting completed, if that makes sense. So I guess I can whatever we get for, I guess I'll stay with the topic, what the hell, relationship, I guess. That's when is that coming in? Because I'm not being patient anymore with it. Pretty much I gave up on it.
Well, if you had given up, you wouldn't be asking us about it. So come on, you're not telling me the truth here. Give me a break. Uranus right now is in trying to your Capricorn sun and your ascendant. And also, I guess, in part, your Mercury. So if you want to get involved in a relationship, it's going to happen quickly. It's not like you're going to make a friend and then it becomes romantic. No, no, no. You need to be in a place where you can seek what you desire. Now, that's been very hard with the COVID for the last 2 years, so a lot of people haven't been able to socialize. That's starting to wane now, okay? And you need to position
right.
yourself in a place where you're going to meet the kind of man that you really want to be with. If there's a place where people are that are a little bit more educated, or you like sports and they like sports, you have to go to a place where there's a common theme to make yourself available. And I'm not telling you to go out and look for a man. I'm telling you to look for the man that's looking for you. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with what you said. And the whole point is that you say you're not over with this one yet, and I say if you love someone, set them free. If they come back to you, they're yours. If they don't, it was never meant to be. Okay? Because right now, you're still holding the energy for this one, and I think it's time for you to sit down, go out, see what's out there, and not really focus on that one particular individual. because as long as you're doing that, you're not going to meet anybody else, and you're not going to make that relationship work. You're like a steamroller. Wow. You just want to keep going in the same direction, okay? And I say stop. Think about it, change directions for a little while, and then you'll get a different view, okay?
Right. Oh, yes, I gave up on him. It's something else that I'm working with him that has to be transferred over, so basically. If that makes sense.
I didn't understand that exactly.
It's something else that I'm working on with it, behind him, in front of him, whatever. So I'm basically trying to fix something that he screwed up on. He's let go. Trying to fix that part, if that makes sense.
Well, do what you can, but don't do it to exhaustion, my friend, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just ready for
right.
a new one.
And be appreciated for your generosity. Be appreciated. See, sometimes you've gotten yourself in these relationships where you're not appreciated, and you need to stop doing that, by the way.
Right.
All right, well, let's go to the next caller, and you keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
All right, call for it. I will. Appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
Sweet night. All righty then. Oh, looks like it's somebody from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. It's
Hi,
Stacey.
How are you doing? Hi, Stacey. What's shaking, girl?
Well, the good news is that I finally got on the better dialer, in January when that guy, remember, that he was fired, he came back and they fired the girl that was making all the problems. And you know what I'm saying? So I told them that she made problems for everybody. That guy was a good worker and she wanted his position. And you know what? They all believed me and he got his job back and she threw her, they fired her for everything because she made so much trouble around the office. It was terrible. So I spoke up.
That was good. You
had
a great
job
for change. That's awesome. So what question
yeah,
do you have for
because
us tonight, Stacey?
Yeah, I told his fiance that that it's great, so like I said, I'm finally happy going to work except for one Gemini, one Libra guy because they make comments because they're just idiots. You know what I mean? They're not like her, but they make old jokes, and I kind of told them off. But you know what I mean? I don't know. They were friends with. They were friends with her,
but
not anymore.
It's good that you're feeling your oats, though, and you have your confidence back. I'm very happy to hear that. But we've got another couple of people holding on. So what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I kept my social life on hold for so long because I felt lousy about myself, you know? And I'm wondering, I guess like similar to the other girl, when I'll be able meeting people, I'll get out and start meeting quality people, not anything, you know what I'm saying? Because now that the job is going, I'm able to, say I have a job, you know what I mean? I'll be there in almost 2 years.
Right. Well, I want to encourage you to choose an activity where the people have mutual interest with you, like group associations, meetup clubs, or whatever you like to do is where you define yourself, okay, if you're going to get back on the social life. So, for instance, if you like music, go to a concert, go to some kind of a presentation. If you'd like to play volleyball, do that. I mean, just do whatever it is that you like to do so you can find people with a mutual interest. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I'm going to add a footnote to that as well because the South Node is conjunct your Neptune, which means that the North Node is opposing your Neptune. In this particular case, what I'm trying to say is that you've had some old interests in the past, not relationships, but things that you've said, I'd like to try and do that sometime. Well, today's the day to do that. Okay.
Yay, I love it.
So March looks and April look good for that, or?
Yes.
I'm saying this is the time. Get out and about right now. This is the time for you to be able to, in those group activities, find someone.
Yeah, because, I mean, I hibernated for so long, you know, and it's like, you know, and I'm saying I should have been on this dialer a long time ago, so it kind of set me back, you know. That's why so many months went by, and I just couldn't believe it, you know.
Right.
Well, now,
right. Just spend time by the water, because I think that's key for you to spend time by the water, and it doesn't matter if it's the intercoastal, if it's the ocean, or if you just want to have a dinner one night in a nice place with a few friends, and you've got a water view. I'm just thinking, because of your Scorpio energies and the planets that are in Pisces right now, being by the water is just about ideal for you, okay?
Yeah, but like Gemini, in other words, like what you're saying, also like you, Scorpio would be the best sign for me to get along with?
No, compatibility is based on much more than sun sign, honey. If you haven't want compatibility done, we can do that for you, but we're going to look at it in a lot more detail. But we have to go to the next caller now,
so
okay?
You said, so by the water, yeah, but so be like activities by the water, whether it's the ocean and...
Yeah, Scorpio, yeah. Pisces, and Cancer are all water signs, but your chart is made up of many variables. But I think if you meet someone that has some water signs, there's already going to be a base of compatibility, okay? So that's why, and it doesn't matter which water sign they are, and they could even be a fire sign and have several other planets in water. But I'm just thinking water is a good place for you to explore, my dear, okay?
Oh, wow. Thanks. As I
okay?
said, wow. A
yeah,
take trip to
that.
Miami.
There's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture than you realize. It's okay. All right?
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, it's been so... You know, it's been so long to feel good again, but, you know, I just couldn't believe what happened, that she lost her job over it, you know, and she was, like, friends with them, and she was there before me, but I said that she was the one making trouble. This guy, you know, he lost an apartment, his
fiance. I know, honey, but we have to go to our next caller.
Yeah.
I know. Understand your story.
I still want to listen.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless, sweetheart. Okay. All right. Bye. Oh, my goodness. She needs somebody that has good communication skills, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know what? But I love her. I mean, she's been through hell, man. She's been following us for a long time now. And, boy, I have to tell you, I'm so glad to see everything has gone uphill. This is awesome. I'm very, very happy for her. She's a darling. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm okay. I really was just listening because I really couldn't figure out a question today. I just had so much going in my mind. But since you called me, I have a question about my chart versus my husband's chart. If you could, you know, do a comparison. Like, we seem to be on two different pages right now.
Okay. What's his birthday?
5/5/1962.
And do you know what time
he was
born?
Jackie, are you? Jackie, when's your birthday?
1/5/1965.
Thank you. Okay, got it. I'll find it. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, you were born in London. Where do you live now, Jackie?
I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
Patterson, Patterson.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have 5/5/62, is that correct?
66.
Yes.
Oh, it's 62?
No, 4562, my bad. 4-5-1962 is his.
62.
April 5th, 1962.
4562 now? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes. Yes.
This is her husband. And what time was he born?
He doesn't know.
Okay.
And he doesn't believe any of this.
Okay.
And he was born in Jamaica, West Indies.
Okay. So he's an Aries. I've made believers out of Aries. They are hard, tough ones. They go, ah, BS. And then I prove them wrong. So not worried about it. They always have to balk first, Jackie. You have to know that.
Well, my dad was an Aries. He was 4-4, and they remind me a lot of each other. And my brother, and like, I think my father was more optimistic, more stubborn, but he saw the bigger picture. But my husband and one of my brothers never see the bigger picture, and I don't understand why. So that must be something with Aries.
Well, the Aries energy is very much an I am presence, and they do tend to be somewhat self-absorbed, they're self-protective, and they need to do it their way because they're the I am, okay? And so, and that's okay, but your husband also has some interesting planets in Pisces. So he's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he can be very kind and compassionate, and, and he's very creative too, isn't he?
Yes, in his own way when it comes to work or whatever, but, you know, when I see things a certain way or possibilities, it's like he's not a risk taker, right?
Right.
He's just not. And I see things where I'm like, take the risk, you know, what else? And he doesn't. So I'm just trying to figure out if there's something going on in his chart versus mine, like when are we going to come on the same page and see what I'm seeing and go along with me?
Okay.
But he's depending on me to make decisions, but he doesn't agree with them at this point.
You're a Capricorn sun with a Mercury in Sagittarius, okay? Yes, you do see the bigger picture, yes. You are way more advanced in looking at something than the way he does, okay? What I'm going to say about this is sometimes the approach has to be done differently. There's a certain finesse that works better for you than the direction you're going with this Aries, okay? If you, because you want to be on the same page. You're sitting there going, I want you to be on the same page. I want you to agree with me is what you're saying in that.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's got a Taurus, one stubborn dude, okay?
Yep.
I have to say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, he also has this beautiful, like Aphrodite was talking about, Mars and Pisces. So if you lead him down a path, if you spoon feed him it in a very nice way, he will follow, okay? You don't have to have that agreement, that approval that you think you need. Does that make sense to you?
When you mean spoon feed him, like what?
I'm sorry?
You said something, but then you cut out about spoon feed him, I think. There was something you said that I didn't hear clearly.
What I'm saying to you is that sometimes some people just don't need to know all the information you have in your head. Okay?
Okay.
And it's too much for him to digest. That's just way too much information. So the answer is always going to be no because it's way too much information. So just because you know something, you know it's right, then start to work the situation bite by bite, piece by piece. Don't think that he has to be on board the minute that the situation starts to make its transition. allow it to flow. He'll come along in the long run with it. When you know it's right, start it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with it, don't have to get his agreement, just start doing it. And then he'll jump aboard with it once he starts to see the benefit that comes to him. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
So try
it. I take my own lead.
Try taking it with a different approach to your husband, and you'll find he will shift his approach to you, and that's where things can change. Because, yes, you are the leader of this relationship. You are the stronger one. You are the one that controls how this relationship is going to go.
Okay.
I want to bring something to your attention that you may have never heard before. Jack, I want to share this
mm-hmm.
with you so that you can get a visual on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's an old saying when I first studied astrology, which is many moons ago, okay? When you have two horned beasts, in the same room, okay, they're either going to make love or they're going to completely butt heads. Do you read me on this one? Okay. He's an Aries ram and you're a Taurus goat. Okay, let me say that again.
No, a Capricorn goat.
Yeah, exactly. So you're a Capricorn goat. He's an Aries ram. So, again, you know, Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And Capricorn can either be the goat that's on the mountain goat that goes up the mountain and stays pretty much to himself, or the one that has the tail and jumps in the sea and swims with his fellows. Every sign has an aggressive and recessive energy you can tap into.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are probably able to read him pretty well. So try to understand, is he in ram mode or lamb mode? And then before you open the conversation, say to yourself, am I a mountain goat right now or am I sea goat right now? I mean, I think I should try and flow with him. And just change your directive just a little bit, but stay with your purpose. Can you read me on this one?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
It's just a little shift of consciousness for you because you're doing everything right, honey, and I know you are, okay? It's just a matter of how to, as Jacqueline pointed out, seduce him in a way. She's saying spoon feed. I think it's seducing him to look at your ideas. You need to make it so that it's something he desires. And once you do that, it will change. It will change. I so agree with Jacqueline on everything she said. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
You keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
I sure will. I sure
God
will.
God bless you, honey. All right, and love your
thank
husband.
You.
Give him a hug from me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All
right, sweetheart. God bless. Happy first day of spring.
Okay. So, wait a minute. One other question, though. If
we can't do that right now. We're 2 minutes
to
the show.
No. Right, but if he's in the ram mode, should I go seagoat mode or should I go mountain goat mode?
Well,
he's
to make
in
the
lamb
charge
mode.
First, and when he makes the charge and makes his declaration,
that's
when you do the seagoat thing for a few minutes. So I see how important this is to you. Okay. But you know what? If we did it this way, what do you think about that? In other words, again, it should be responding to each other, not necessarily engaging each other in battle. Okay?
Okay.
That
okay.
is the best way
so
to
the opposite,
do this.
Basically, the yin and the yang. Basically.
Yep,
right.
Exactly. And just know which mode
okay.
is going to work with you making some kind of an either decision to wait on the decision or to be able to negotiate
mm-hmm.
the decision. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those are your choices. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right,
okay,
love. You have a sweet
you.
Night. God bless.
You too. Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and happy first day of spring to everyone. And I'm Aphrodite North, and you can reach me at 540-400-0110. And my delightful friend Jacqueline, she's teaching classes in Vero Beach, and I'm going to let her tell you when you can reach her.
Okay. Well, you can reach me at 772-286-2720.
Have a great week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Many blessings to you. Good night.